I extend my heartfelt appreciation for each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth this morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. It continues to be my sincere desire to encourage each listener to come to a better understanding of the book we call the Bible. We should not be interested in my views or your views, but we must be extremely interested in God's views. And the only way we can determine that is by opening his book and listening to what he says. In our study this morning, I wish to examine what the Bible says about the meaning of love. Love is one of the key words in the Word of God. The fact that God loves man is again and again stressed by each inspired writer of the Bible. In 1 John chapter 4 and verses 7 through 21 is an example of the importance placed upon love by the Word of God. Several facts are given in these verses which show that love is indispensable to fellowship with God. John says that God is love and that love is of God. Since God loves us, we're instructed to love one another. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. All of these statements are taken from the context in 1 John chapter 4. This is the theme of John in this section of his epistle, and he concludes the chapter by saying, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." 1 John 4:20 and 21. The question arises, what does love for my fellow man require of me? What does it require of you? I've been told in times past that if I speak out against certain things which others do in the name of religion, that I don't love them. Now, if that is true, then I'm wrong. No man can please God without love in his heart. No matter how much truth and power one has, if he or she does not have love, he is nothing. And Paul makes that very clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But what is the true, the real, the scriptural meaning of love? What does love require of my relationship to those about me? Love is an action of the heart. Note what the Apostle Peter says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently," 1 Peter 1 and 22. John says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth," 1 John 3:18. Love, then, is the state of heart, of attitude, of mind, that responds in word and in deed. It is what we do and say that is prompted by an attitude of heart called love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we have a description of the love that is approved by God. Paul said, "It suffers long, it's kind, it doesn't envy, it's not puffed up, does not behave in an uneven manner, does not seek its own, is not easily provoked, does not think evil nor rejoice in sin, but does rejoice in truth. Love endures all things." This state of mind and conduct of life may be directed toward the wrong object. Have you ever thought about that? Many love, but they love the wrong things. Paul says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves," 2 Timothy 3 and 2. "Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God," 2 Timothy 3 and 4. "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world," 2 Timothy 4:10. "For the love of money is the root of all evil," 1 Timothy 6 and 10. "But Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them," 3 John 9. "For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God," John 12 and 43. "We are commanded to love God," Matthew 22, 37. "To love truth," 2 Thessalonians 2:10. "To love the brethren," 1 Peter 1:22. "And to love our enemies," Matthew 5:44. It may be that one has one